when you are in the human condition, there is always, shall we say, a battle going on. There is the part of you that wants to belong, that wants to be acknowledged, that wants to be loved and cared for. And that part is what we are going to call bound, because those things are outside of you. And it is not that they are bad things. It is wonderful to be loved. It is wonderful to be acknowledged. But if you are relying on those things to fill you in or to make you happy, then you are bound. So it is that there are human desires that bind you and the desires of the spirit that free you. And here you are on the earth dealing with all of it. And we understand that this is not an easy path. But we want to help you a bit with positioning. In other words, to want to love and be loved, you do not have to leave your center for that. As a matter of fact, it is when you leave your center that that becomes so problematic. When you want to love and be loved, and you understand the universe as the source of that love, and yourself as able to open and receive it, even though that may not have been the idea with which you grew up, making this switch is an incredibly powerful thing to be able to do for yourself. That opening to the universe and allowing love to allow your love is the thing, of course, that draws love to you. The needing love, the needing it to be in a particular form or a certain response, that is what binds you. There is no freedom in that. There is only upset and lack and emptiness and powerlessness. And when you are trying for something in life, do not bother to intellectually fool yourself about what you are doing. If that is the way you are feeling, then you are not in the center of yourself. You are not aligned with power. You are not allowing love and fullness, not only in your body, but in your life. And so one of those positions, and we have all manner of reasons why we move to those positions, but unless you really want to live your life in pain, you do want to be able to identify when you are doing that, and you are human, so you will do that, and to say, I am out here reaching and waiting and longing for something to make me, filled, loved, better, honored, acknowledged, whatever it is you are doing. When you are reaching out here for it, you are going to be in pain for a very simple reason. And that is the wrong path to bringing those things to yourself. So when you can acknowledge that and say, I am in pain. I must try harder, and perhaps more pain will bring to me the thing that I really want. That is what we would like you to recognize and to avoid, because the universe loves you, and we do not wish you to be in pain because you are out of position with your heart, with your guidance, and with the power that the universe sends into your life when you are able to receive it. Now, we have spoken about this before, and no doubt we will speak about it again. But if you find a place in your life where you say, I refuse to be happy until, and there is whatever blank that is for you in your life, you are out of position. You are in a position that empties you, that tires you, that upsets you, and that brings you pain. So when you find that thought running through your head or that feeling running through your body, know that that is something that will bring pain to you. And by the way, nothing else, only pain. We will point out this one other thing. Let us say that in this blank it was money. And you believed that bringing in money would fill you, would make you whole. What an incredible disappointment to find out that it will not. And that is pain, too. Even the outcome of that empty blank is painful. So we would like you to pull back into the center of yourself. We would like you to breathe. We would like you to remember who you are. Remember the beauty of creation that is uniquely you. And in remembering that, remember that what creates, what grows, what protects, what loves, what enlightens has everything to do with you, remembering who you are and doing your receiving from that place of remembrance. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe deeply and easily. Where your breath goes, love goes. Feel a warm rainfall and wash away anything that may be caught in the field around you. Feel the rain gently wash it away from you. Open the crown and let the rain wash down through your body, through your chakra systems, through your thoughts. Let it wash away anything that would prevent you from loving yourself and receiving love and support from the universe. Become aware of a beautiful golden light above your head. And know that the energy that supports the essence of you is in that light. Open the crown. Feel that light come into your body. Into your third eye. So that you see yourself clearly and lovingly. Into your throat. So that what you speak to yourself is gentle and genuine and supportive. Feel the golden light pour into your heart and heal your heart, allowing your heart to take in all that it needs and to know all that it needs to know. Feel the golden light come into your solar plexus. And feel that light begin to displace any of the emotions from outside of you, any of the expectations from outside of you, any of the pain that comes from focusing outside of you. Feel the warmth of the golden light. Feel the golden light flow down to your body and into the second center. And feel the golden light in the second center. Begin to remove the judgment and the shame, the bondage and the limitations that might have been given to you that you no longer wish to hold. Feel the golden light flow down to your body and into the root. And feel the golden light in your root begin to form up the energies that will bring joy to your life, that will center you and support you, and make you a magnet for all that is good for you. Move your attention into your heart. And see that a path extends from your heart. And there is on that path an iridescent bubble with a door, and the door opens. And this bubble takes you safely up into the night sky. And trust that it will take you to the place you need to go. And the bubble comes to a place, and the gates open. And you step into this place and find that it is a place of healing and release. and rejuvenation. There's water there for you to drink and to be in if you wish to do so, to let it take away anything heavy that you might be holding. And step from the water into a beautiful, warm, healing light. And see that there is a teacher with you here who knows your essence. And if you have a question about yourself, ask the question. Or simply be in this healing energy. And see that the teacher gives you a gift. Resting your mind, know the gift. Receive the teacher's blessing. Thank the teacher for being here. Come to the gates that open and see that the bubble opens its door for you. Step into it and feel the beautiful movement through the sky. And how lightly it brings you back to the path that brings you back to your open heart. Come into your heart center. Begin to breathe, to balance, and to ground. And when you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.